agenda is as in front of you. Everyone has a copy of the agenda. Maybe just to say that when we come to item 6, we'll then go into committee, in the committee session. So that part of the meeting is not in the committee. Request others who are not supposed to be here, not to be present. But there will be a press briefing at the end of the
can I just address you on that request of yours for item 6?
Yeah.
Because the item is under my name. It's based on a letter that I wrote to you. It's simply a request to this committee. So it's not an investigation at this stage. And there would be no confidential information exposed or made public at this stage. So there shouldn't be a reason for it to be closed. Certainly from my side, everything, you know, what I...
But members of the committee may want to pursue one or two things. So, yeah. We'll go in committee. But as well as ever pointing out, it's not even last that long. Very brief.
Chairperson, I think I concur with your decision because it should be a committee matter, although Ms. Dreyer might think that it is a simple thing. As you have said already, you might elaborate on other issues on the matter.
Are we happy with the agenda? Any changes and amendments to the agenda? Number of items, adding items, etc. Can we get someone to move for the adoption of the agenda? Any second? Before we go to apologies, can I ask Honorable Singh, the chairperson of the committee, to say a few words?
Thank you, co-chair, members of the media. This item here, item 1, I just want to extend a warm welcome to one and all of you to this meeting. There's been a lot of interest I can see around here. But the agenda is fairly short, and we will do a press briefing after this meeting. Chair, hand over to you.
Thank you very much. To everybody that is welcome, we'll therefore proceed to apologies. And I'll ask Fadila Mohammed, the registrar, to take us through this item.
Apology from Mr. Jaina from the UDN. And did we receive any other apologies? No, there was only one apology.
Then move on. I guess there are no comments. Let's look at the minutes. Is it the 8th of let's look at the collections. Are there any collections on page 1?
Functioning of the committee cannot just simply be disregarded.
one individual member that feels that has got a different view, then it is fine. There are other Protestant parliaments if anybody needs to actually complain. I mean, it's, we can have that process. This committee at the moment doesn't need necessarily to give that particular matter.
Let's start with Fazila first and see who else was.
I don't want to enter into the debate, but I thought maybe we just need to refer to on the bench to follow up with the class, so we not just be placed in the minutes to on the bench, and then maybe have a discussion, have a separate discussion.
All right. Let's see if there's any argument to say. Let's start with you one. No, not you.
Oh, not me. Oh, okay.
Start here. One, two, three, four. Yeah. In that order.
Honorable Chair, my name is Matthias from the Economic Freedom Fighters. But I would not want to be drawn into the bureaucracy of what in terms of practice and in terms of the norm of how things were done in the past. I rise only to caution that if a whip is not provided anywhere else in the rules or in the ethics code and all of that, why should we be entertaining it? Because whoever would be acting as a whip will have no authority over members of the Economic Freedom Fighters. So for some of it's not provided, does not even entertain it.
Thank you, sir. Sir, I think the point of Honorable Freya is very clear. We are dealing with the correct.
If members can also try to end this speech, just introduce themselves.
I'm Reset Majola, Democratic Alliance. We are dealing with the minutes, yeah, the correction of the minutes.
Yes.
And if you then look at the minutes, it says that in the whip and the other will be, there was no strategies in that meeting. That's the point that we want to raise. I think internal arrangement is supposed to be decided in this, you know, meeting. That is our issue, that it was not discussed.
Madam.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Sandy Kalyan, and I had tabled an apology for this meeting because the notice was received too late. Now, sir, I think with all due respect, if we have a problem with the quorum, then that is what the Office of the Chief Whip of the Governing Party is there for. Whips are appointed to political parties, and the smaller parties have elected their own whip, who is Honorable Mulder. So, may I respectfully say that there isn't a rule that says that the committee, that Parliament has a whip of a committee. Political parties have whips, and perhaps as Honorable Mashila has said, that's an internal arrangement, and it is a duty of the chairperson to ensure that nominations are received via the office of the chief whip to the chief whips of the other parties, and in this case, in the smaller parties, it would be Honorable Mulder.
Will members be happy to summarize some of this matter, summarize in the following manner, that we note the concerns that have been raised and accept, I think all of us accept that the fact that the whip system is dealt with in a particular way in relation to Parliament. And that the whole question of practical arrangements as to how we ensure that things are workable will it is a matter that we're going to have to sort out at the next meeting.
Mr. Chase? Yes. I didn't introduce myself the first time round, but you've asked the others after I've spoken. My name is Anshin Dreyer from the Democratic Alliance. No, we can't just note the concerns. We actually have to amend the minutes and delete the part which says, and the whip of the committee. We can just ask the chairperson and maybe the registrar who acts as the secretary to the parliament to act up, to act on or to follow up on decisions taken by this committee. But we don't acknowledge a whip of this committee. We're not a branch of specific political parties. Or a caucus of a specific political party. This is a multi-party parliamentary committee. So we don't acknowledge what's in this committee. So we can just delete that
is
and then it will be fine.
Yes.
Thank you, Chairman.
Come to
you. My understanding is that we are looking at the week, the minutes of that particular day. And what we are doing here is to correct the minutes. And I can see here on the register of where people were present, there were political parties on that particular day. And to me, it raises a concern how really they agree to this. So I don't think we are doing what we are supposed to be doing. Because those people who are here should confirm whether this was discussed in this manner. And if there are any concerns that are raised, I think you are quite right. After, is this a true reflection of what transpired on that day? That is what we are looking at here. So far it is, as far as I learned from it. So if any content comes out, it won't be that these minutes are wrongly written. What we're dealing with here, is it a true reflection of what transpired on that particular day? Yes or no? And then, after that, people can raise content of items that are here.
Question?
Yeah,
let's look.
Chairperson, thank you. I'm Deirdre Carter. I'm a Congress of the People. Chair, I'm very concerned. Firstly, procedurally, I believe that this matter should be dealt with under matters arising and not under under correction. But what we should also do is be very careful that we are not taking a precedent here. The chair in the committee is the people responsible for the running of a committee. I want to give you an example. I got notice of this meeting an hour before this meeting today. I had to cancel other meetings. Previous meeting, I had no notification whatsoever. So I really believe that this, under the chairman, the committee secretary must set the example and make sure that we get the documentation in time. And if that starts, we won't have this type of problem. We cannot get to a stage where we're going to start or open this up that the Auditor General Committee, all the other committees can start having work. This is also a cost. There's a big cost implication with this as well from the other side. So I really want to reiterate that if this decision was taken, that we should look at rescinding that resolution or that decision taken, because we will be opening and we will be setting a precedent that is going to cause problems in the future or other committees. Thank you.
Thanks, Chairperson. I think what the issue
is. No, colleagues. I think that you must very dual to ensure this meeting is run properly. If you want to talk when an opportunity is given for you to do so. Let not have comments that are made that are outside of the normal standard procedure of running a meeting. Especially because this meeting is so small,
And I was saying that, you know, it's the input that has been made by the honorable member from COPE. It is correct to say that we are just simply correcting the minutes for purpose of adopting them. And as such, a person is that item 7, as it stands, that's how it was said in this particular meeting. And the members that were in here, they never questioned, because we never mentioned the name of Honorable Ben. We mentioned the whip, as we recognize him as a whip, and then to be able to do this. And there was no any question about that. And now, this is a true reflection of what has happened. Then if members are having any problem with this, like as I said before, there are proper forums to actually raise the concerns that they want to raise and get it, but also, Chairperson, to second your proposal that the U.S. Chairperson, if they have actually made that particular challenge, you can go and look at this and consult wherever you want to consult, and then get a report from your leadership in the next meeting. Then we don't have this problem, because we can't bog down the meeting just because of a recognition of a week. We really can't bog down this meeting, because this paragraph 7, it is correct as it has been captured, because that is what was done on that day. And it cannot be changed now, because then you are changing what happened in that meeting, and that cannot be correct. As it is proposed that only on matters arising, you can raise your problem, but you can't change what has happened during that day. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah. I think I must make a ruling. Yeah. Yeah. Go on and on for forever. But because COPE insists on to speak, okay. That's it.
Chairperson, I don't want to be disrespectful, okay, but just looking at the actual minutes. I was informed this morning that the ANC has 14 members on this committee, and the total committee is a size of 24. If we look at the people that were in attendance on that day, when this decision was taken, there was 8 members of the ANC and 4 in total of the opposition party, which, if it is 24 members, this meeting was not correct to take any decision, number one. Number two, I want to say is that we should also maybe find out, why were the other members not here? Were they not in the same situation as COPAS, that we did not receive notice of the meeting? Then also, we cannot take decisions and work the quorum out on people that were not invited, because this is challengeable. And all we are saying is, let's re-look at it. We are starting a precedent here, and we cannot set that. Thank you.
Member had not as yet gone through the the Speaker's office. And therefore the process had to be followed soon after the meeting. So people were invited to the meeting. There was a quorum. I'm sure that is clarified. Colleagues, can you go back to the minutes? The question before us is, are these minutes a true record of what transpired at this meeting that was held on the 8th of July, 2014? And there was a mover and a seconder, but I did allow for the discussion because it seemed there was some concern that was
being
yeah.
If you look at the agenda, it says item 3, consideration of the minutes and matters arising. So it's not
just we'll the minutes first.
It definitely also deals with matters arising.
Yeah.
And this item comes out of matters arising.
Starting with the minutes first. Procedure, standard procedure in meetings is you go through the minutes. Having sorted out that matter, you then go to matters arise. That's how matters are dealt with in general in meetings. Not just in parliament, I think across the world.
There's a question on that matter.
Yeah.
If we look at the minutes, it says very clearly under paragraph 3, election of the co-chair persons, and then they give who was nominated, and so on, and then the co-chair from the NCOP, again, not and so on. So it was a clear description of how the election took place. We accept that.
Yeah.
There's no mention whatsoever anywhere in the minutes of a whip. It's only suddenly, and any other business, then there's talk about the whip of the committee. So when was the person elected?
Yes, okay.
Where was
the
who is
the meeting,
there's no reference.
Point of order, Chairperson. Look, let's try and bring order to the things that we are doing. And the Honorable Clare raised her hand for a point of order. What she's raising is not a point of order. The correct point of order is that the minutes were presented and you, Chairperson, asked the question. Is this a true recording of what transpired on that day? And there were two people, a mover and a seconder, indicating that indeed it was. And what she raised later on, as you correctly say, is matters arising. Again, you are going back and checking if this is how it has happened. And therefore, her point, there's no point of order in what she is raising. What she is raising actually is now going to the second point after the minutes have been adopted as the correct record of what transpired on that day, we go to matters arising. That's a different point. And it can be a point of order.
Thank you very much, and at this point, anyone else raise this point on the matters arising when the rain is open? The question that is in front of us is whether these minutes are a true record of what transpired at the meeting.
Yes.
Yes.
If you recognize me, Honorable Chair,
yes.
I want to address yourself on that very point.
Yes.
But much as we have invited those who confirm that this is a true reflection, you have not invited those who have changed.
That's fine. I'm just trying to get the meeting to go on for this.
Point of order, Chairperson. Point of order, Chairperson. Oh, please, Chairperson. All of us here surely have belonged to organizations for donkey years. And we know that when there is a mover and a seconder, then whoever does not support will raise their hand. There's no chairperson who will ask, is there any other person who is opposed? It is the person concerned who then raises their hand and says, no, I don't agree.
We're
adjusted for the question.
which is a total deviation from the culture and the posture of this committee, from the past. Thanks, Mr. President.
No, thank you very much. Can I make a ruling, colleagues, so that we really move forward? I think that the first point to be made is that there's been a proposal that these minutes be adopted as a true record. That proposal was seconded. There was an objection. So I think the objection is noted. We note the next meeting. There was some objection. Otherwise, the minutes are adopted. Not unless you want us to now go through a formal process of voting. Yes.
I'm saying whether we adopt the minutes or we don't adopt the minutes, there's been a mover and a seconder. But we are saying these minutes must be adopted with corrections. That's what we are saying. That this is not the truth reflection. Let them be adopted, yes, with corrections that are tabled by members. We don't have to be partisan or whatever, or go to a vote or of some sort.
Okay. Let's move on, comrades. But colleagues and comrades and friends and so on, and members, minutes adopted and objection noted. Thank you very much. The next item is really arising from this item. The next part of our discussion arising from this matter is the whole question of matters arising. There are only two issues in relation to matters arising. The first one is the question of taking of the oath on all NCOP members of this committee did go through the process. All other members, maybe except one or so, have gone through the Speaker's office, and the matter has been sorted out. So broadly on the question of the oath, the issue has been sorted out. Whatever is outstanding will be attended to between now and the next meeting. So I guess we can pass that. The question of taking an oath. Yes.
Chairperson, I think if there is any member that has not taken the oath, and then when we reach the point where we'll go to a closed session, that member then can participate. Unless that member go and sort out that particular thing, because during that closed session, there is nothing that prevents that member from not disclosing issues that have been discussed in that particular session, until the oath taken will be the one that actually forces the member then to be confidential to the highest level of
okay.
And I would suggest and propose that if there is a member that has not done so, if it is possible while we are dealing with these first two, three items, then we can go and get that administered, so that when you get to item six, then that member can fully participate with everybody. Unless if there is a serious reason why that member did not take the oath.
But that's not only the issue of as a matter arising.
Yeah.
We are reporting on progress.
Yeah.
That progress is made indeed to choke and pass this. On the question of the whip as it appears in the minutes, I'm sure a lot has been said here. And you said that the matter is noted. Can we move on? Can we move on to the next item? Yes, yes.
Chair, I would like to know, what do you mean by noted?
The objection is going to be noted in the minutes. In the minutes of the next meeting.
And what is the decision being taken by this committee on the work? Noted means I agree. So the matter of rising has to be discussed now, because the whole remains in the circle on where it should be discussed. Now we are under matters of rising, and we should discuss it and get to a conclusion. Because it's not just in the way.
Okay, yes.
Mr. Chair, I agree. I concur with my colleague, and I just want to say that the majority of the committee members who were present agreed that there was a whip, or they're happy. But the DA's objection has been noted. But I just have to state, so this is now goes into the record of,
the minutes.
Yeah. But I just want to state on behalf of the DA members here that we do not accept a whip in this committee, and we will not give any acknowledgement to any so-called whip of this committee. We expect to be communicated and receive communication from the two co-chairpersons and the registrar, and we don't acknowledge any whip. If the ANC wants to have a whip for their members, that's fine. Okay. As long as that's clear, then it's fine.
Well, I would be sounding repetitive, but just to put it on the record, that the EFF will never be associated with any flouting of any rule, because that would be tantamount to committee willingly or unwillingly breaking of rules. It may start now small, but it will grow bigger later. The joint rules, rule 121 and 124, makes provision for how this committee will be constituted. And it makes no provision for a whip or whatsoever. So we want to put it on record that whoever will be appointed here as a whip will have no authority whatsoever over the Economic Freedom Fellows.
Mashida Kobe, IFP. IFP will be the last.
Chairperson, I think I'll just simply repeat what I said before, is that if any party does not recognize any member of the committee who is regarded as a whip, especially by the majority of members, let it be so. But what I've just proposed, Chairperson, was that there are fora where these kind of issues are dealt with and they are sorted out and attended. And I proposed as well that for the DA to say that they are not recognizing the whip, let that be noted, whether it's an objection or whatever, of having a whip in the committee. If supported by any other party, let that be. But all what we need to be saying is that the two chairs will make the necessary consultation with the structures of parliament and report back on this particular matter, on the standing of the whip in the committee, and then we should await that report in the next week. What is that? And but that not removing the right of the other party from pursuing this particular point of the whip in the relevant structures of power. We really don't need to discuss this kind of matter here. The objection is adequate for them to actually pursue it. And then the office as well of this committee, then also to make the necessary consultation and report back in the next meeting, and that we shouldn't be having a problem. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Chairperson, firstly, I don't believe that this committee should be linked to any political party whatsoever. That is wrong. So anyone making notes that we are trying to fasten, that is not. But if we can get the answer in terms of which rule are we taking this decision, then maybe we can understand how this decision was taken. But no other committee in this parliament has got a whip. Okay? I want to give you an example. The smaller political parties have one whip because parliament doesn't have funds to give us another whip. So sometimes we don't know about things because you've got one whip same after eight political parties. But we want to now spend resources on giving a whip to a committee. So please, but for sake of progress, I want to make a firm recommendation that we adopt the minutes with the correction. The correction from that we bring in the correction until such time that the transcript can be made available, as well as in terms of which rules. Then we will not argue it. But if we do not want the transcripts to be made available, it means we are hiding something.
All we're doing now is just make comments and matters arising.
Chair, we'll get notice then that we will add the item back onto the agenda then.
No, Chairperson, I think we've exhausted this matter, but then also just to place on record, as I've stated before, the objection of the INC to the election or the proposed nomination. Sorry, Chairperson, but other people were also not in the meeting. Why am I not allowed to speak?
Sorry,
can we have one meeting? Yes, please continue.
I just, for the sake of progress, I wanted to keep my comments short, but I also just wanted to say that I would like to add my objection to this process of selecting the whip. I don't think it's procedural, and I don't think it's in terms of the rules of Parliament.
Yeah. The objection on the point of whip has been noted. Now on matters arising, I'm sure the comments that have been made have been properly captured by the scribes. Thank you very much. The last item on the agenda, colleagues, is the tabling of the and adoption of the register of members' interests. Fazira.
Thank you,
Chairperson. If we can just stand and protect your voice.
Thank you, Chairperson. The register for 2014 has been finalized. We have received all the closures except for one. Musa Nkwana has not submitted. He is due and is unaware. He's officially on sick leave, and I'm told he's due. He's received a medical certificate for him. As is usual practice at this committee, when a member is ill and unable to be at Parliament for the period of the disclosure, the committee, I will ask the committee to condone the member's non-disclosure until such time that the member returns to Parliament. It's always been done in the previous Parliament, and where the member is, you know, there's a voluntary day, sick leave certificate, which I have in my office, then we'll ask the committee to condone that. Otherwise, we've received all the disclosures. If the staff can just give the member copies of the register. The register is now being tabled, and the committee obviously will not be able to take it, but just to give members a sense of the process, the members all submitted their forms. Once the forms were received, we typed it out and we sent it for verification to the members. Most members will receive the verification letters to check whether the disclosure was an accurate reflection of what they submitted. Once we received the response from the verification, we sent updated copies to the members concerned. And on the basis of that, the register is now finalized. And it's now tabled for consideration by the committee.
Thank you very much for the report, Fazila. Are there any comments?
Chairperson, as the register has indicated in relation to a member that his seat is on sick leave at the time of closure of the declaration, I would really propose that we acknowledge Honorable Nkwana's sick leave, and propose that he be given at least 15 days to disclose after the first day of returning back to Parliament. That's my proposal, Chairperson, and also proposing that we adopt the register. Thank you.
Another comment? Yes.
I almost want to be tempted to be out of order.
Please don't.
But I was just thinking also, can't we use the same one that he submitted last year and then bring the time frame, and that any amendments can be then, or any additions and amendments except for gifts for the year can then just be added once he returns from 16.
Okay. with you, Fatima.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Manana Taki. I want to second what Honorable Mashile has said, because according to the report that we got, there has been a precedent before. A precedent has been set where condonement was done. And then, secondly, it has been said that the person who is ill has produced a certificate of illness. So I think these two facts are actually a justification for us to accept with the time frame given by Honorable Mackie. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's put that to you. And then him, and then Fazila.
Thank you, Chairperson. I don't have a problem with any of the proposals that are put on the table. I just need clarity on what condonement means. There is a precedent in terms of condonement, but what does that mean? Does that mean indefinite if the member does not return? Because Honorable Mashila has said 15 days from the date of his return. So does the medical certificate say he's going to be back at work on a particular date? Or what? I just need clarity on that. I would support the proposal. We understand that he's not well, but I think we need to know clearly what that means.
Chairperson, I also not having a problem, but I just want to check what is the joint rule saying about this issue, because I don't want us to make our own proposal that is contrary to the rules. So if you can just set for us what is the rules saying in this situation, and then we can maybe move forward following the rules.
Obviously, when a member does not comply with the requirements to submit a disclosure, it could be, for example, considered too much. So that's why I'm saying that in this instance, the member has got a valid reason for non-submission. So the first issue is that the non-submission must be condoned by the committee. So that is the request for the condonement of the delay. That's the one step. Then following that, once you conjoin, the second decision is when does the member disclose. There is an end date to the member's certificate. One doesn't have to be six certificates, etc., those kind of things. There is an end date. But, I mean, the thing is, you know, if a member is quite ill, you don't know whether that the doctor extends it or not. So I would be very reluctant to say that this is the end date, and therefore within 2 weeks for the end date, because then if the member doesn't submit, we have to call a committee meeting to extend. So I think I would support the proposal Mr. Mashilan made, that when the member arrives back at work, that member must, within 15 days of the end of the 6 weeks, must within 15 days then submit the disclosure. I think that's a reasonable period. That's for me.
I guess then that we agreed on condonement. Yes. Secondly, we agreed on 15 days after the 10th word. Agreed. Thank you very much.
Yes, just on the status thing. The issue, you know, we quite strict in that we don't take any, what the members supply us is the information we submit. This is also a new member, it's a new parliament, it's a new member. So we will never presume to present any information other than the information that the member presents to us.
Okay. Sure, that clarifies the matter. Can we then move to the next item? Colleagues, the next item is the tabling of the new code of ethical conduct as adopted at the National Assembly on the 29th of July 2014. The copies are being things are being circulated. You tell us what everybody is. And a copy in front of me. Yeah, you want to speak?
Sure, I'm so sorry, but listen, maybe I was daydreaming, but if we actually move for adoption.
Of the... No, the
because it's not saving an adoption, maybe we should just move for adoption.
Yes. There's one for adoption.
The first thing, Chair, I made the proposal on the member that is here.
Yeah.
And also moving for the adoption of the regime. And that was seconded by Manana Sakharov. And the other two members of the committee, then the
president,
they
don't have a
problem.
Yeah.
They just need a clarification.
Okay.
Those clarifications that have been made are evident. They've made us actually move from that particular
place. Just to make sure, we agreed on the register and table. Agreed. Thank you very much. Now we have the code in front of us. In front of all of us, there's a code. The code was adopted by the National Assembly, as has been correctly reported. We're just tabling it just to ensure that every member has a copy. Are there any comments? No.
Chairperson, I think the only comment that one can make, especially as the former members in the fourth parliament, is that we should acknowledge the work that has been done and also the work of the administration to produce this booklet. It's a very nice booklet that every member is expected to carry around. You will never feel embarrassed when you've got this document in your hand. And we hope that all members of parliament who will be issued with this document, then will be happy to have a document of this nature. And then also they will internalize the content and actually make sure that they really comply to the requirements of this document. And also maybe just to indicate that we as members of this committee, we have got a duty to really serve as people that must explain and give meaning to this to the rest of the members and public. And therefore, we need really to know the content and the correct interpretation and make sure that we are giving that interpretation to all members outside and all public members outside and give a meaning and interpretation which is uniform. Therefore, there is a need for us to represent to train ourselves on this document so that we make the same interpretation to all people that are not members of this court. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Can you move on, colleagues, to the next item? And as I did indicate earlier on, we are now going to go in comments. Yes.
Yes, Chair, before we get to item 6, there was a recommendation that was done by Honorable Mashiri that if there is anyone who has not yet taken an oath, when we deal with this matter, that person should sort himself or herself out. So I want to know if there is any person here who hasn't as yet taken an oath.
Yeah, that's what the question. Are there any members here who have not taken an oath? The media is out.
Yes.
And, you can come back at the end of the meeting. The meeting is just about to end.